And it's time for this week's Garda Focus. And look who's in studio. It's only Sergeant Trina Brooks, Clare Crime Prevention Officer. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning to you. And you've brought a friend with you. John Staunton, Sergeant in the Divisional Roads Policing Unit. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning.
He looks nervous, Trina. Would you tell him I don't bite?
He's not.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll let him get warmed up and he can watch a master at work first. So we'll do the Garda Focus with you first before John tells us exactly what his role involves. So we begin with Ennis and a burglary in the county town, Trina.
Yes, Alan, Gardaí at Ennis Garda Station are investigating an aggravated burglary, and that occurred at 7:45 last Saturday evening. That was the 26th of November. Two males dressed in black clothing and carrying implements entered a house in the John Paul Estate here in town. The males threatened the female occupants of the house who were sitting in the sitting room at the time. They didn't take anything from the house and nobody was injured. And then they ran out the front door to a waiting car and make good their escape. If anyone saw this car or anyone who may have dash cam or camera footage, we'd ask them to contact Ennis Garda Station on 065 68 48100.
Okay, and we stick with burglaries, and unfortunately another one occurred in Kilkee.
Yes, sometime between the 8th and the 22nd of November, a shipping container located on a site of a house that's under construction at Farahy, Kilkee, that was broken into, and a large quantity of lead was stolen from it.
Okay, next, Trina, you want to let the listeners know about cyber security. And I suppose this is timely, shopping online, given we're into the Christmas period now. A lot of people will be doing it more than usual. You have some safety tips around that.
Yes, Alan, I suppose since COVID, people were shopping online and they might continue on doing that coming into the Christmas. So only use trusted website and auction sites. Avoid special offers by email or pop-up adverts with deals. Use secure apps and platforms and monitor your account transactions. Don't complete purchases off site and don't give any personal or account information out. Keep your software and passwords updated and don't use Wi-Fi to shop online when you're out and about.
Okay, very important to remember all of that. Now, Shannon, Newmarket on Fergus and 6 Mile Bridge, Trina, their senior citizens Christmas event for this year.
Yes, Alan, between Monday the 12th to Friday the 16th of December, Shannon Community Gardaí are facilitating a Christmas dinner delivery to the older persons in the community. That was introduced last year as a temporary replacement to the annual Senior Citizens Party, which didn't go ahead over the last number of years due to COVID-19. So the dinner this year will be prepared and cooked by the staff in the Shannon College of Hotel Management and delivered to homes by Shannon Gardaí. So beautiful dinners will be given out. And to register for this, you can call Shannon Garda Station on 061 365 901 with your name, address and your contact number. And registration for this closes on Monday the 5th of December. So that's near enough. So if you want the dinner delivered, just get on to Shannon Garda Station. And then on Monday the 19th of December, Shannon Gardaí, they're hosting afternoon tea in Wolf Tone's GA Club. And that's from 12 to 3 p.m. for senior citizens, and this is the first year back having this party following COVID-19. So the Gardaí are really looking forward to meeting all the senior citizens in person again, and there'll be music from the local schools and plenty of tea and treats. Both events are being facilitated by the Gardaí, and this is through the generous donations from the local businesses. Without the continuous support of the local businesses, these events for the community couldn't be undertaken. So last year they catered for 200 dinners, so they're expecting the number to go up this year, and that's no problem. I just want to emphasise, I suppose, the need for people to register for the dinner by contacting the station, and people can contact the station on behalf of other people like your son, your daughter, your neighbour. They can call in or else ring, as I said, Shannon Garda Station, 061 365 901.
Okay, lovely to see that the Gardaí do that. John, as I mentioned, you're a sergeant in the Divisional Roads Policing Unit with Ennis Garda Station. It sounds like blind date. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Ellen. I joined the organisation. I joined the Garda Síochána there December 1986, so just shy of 36 years. Just shy of 36 years ago. I served as a guard in Irishtown in Dublin, and then for a couple of years, transferred to to the PE department in the Garda College in Templemore. I then transferred over to Scariff in East Clare, the beautiful East Clare, and then I was a guard in Shannon. I was promoted out of Shannon in 1997, and then for my sins then I did another stint then in the Garda College for a while there, unit sergeant back in Kilrush for a year. And in 1999 I transferred then into Ennis, and I took up duty as sergeant in charge of the continuous professional development unit, or the old in-service school as it was called there. I spent 15 years in that position dealing with predominantly in-service training and also student probationer training and development of all our student guards and probationer guards at the time. I took a complete career change then in 2014 when I took up my current position as a sergeant with the then Traffic Corps, which has subsequently been, our name was changed there a number of years ago to the Roads Policing Unit here in Ennis.
Wow, you've been around.
I've been around the block a few times.
You've worn many coats. Okay. So you are based in Ennis Garda Station?
Yeah, we're based in Ennis Garda Station, but I suppose Ennis is only our base. We're in the old Garda Station. A lot of the locals to Ennis Town would remember it. The old army barracks. Yeah. Our office is in there. But Ennis is only our base. We have a divisional-wide focus or divisional-wide role. So we literally police every road and the complete road network in County Clare, literally from Blackhead in North Clare to Loophead in West Clare. So today we could be looking out on County Galway, tomorrow we could be looking out on County Kerry, Bird Hill in over in East Clare, and literally everywhere else in between. We've four units. We've 24-hour capability, so we're on the road literally 24 hours a day. And our fleet includes both marked and unmarked vehicles, and we have a couple of motorbikes on the road as well. A couple of our units are fitted with AMPR cameras, automatic number plate recognition system. So we've cameras in our cars front and back, and they detect cars, registered cars with no tax, no insurance, drivers disqualified, this kind of stuff. So we have that capability as well. We also have that capability on our phones. We have mobility device on our phones. So even on occasion, you might see a guard standing up on the side of the road and he's holding up his phone or her phone on the road. And they're actually, like I said, that phone is actually doing the checkpoint. It's taking all the reg numbers as they come through to us.
Wow, technology.
Technology has really, really caught up, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. The technology that we have in our vehicles and our phones is phenomenal, yeah. Yeah, it really does. Like we said, we can really, really glean an awful lot of information from our phones, yeah.
And John, what's your primary role?
Well, I suppose our primary role, Alan, is the reduction in fatal and serious injury traffic collisions, and also to deny criminals the use of the road network. Trina mentioned there about burglaries there in Farahy Bay, in Farahy Bay, and you know, like I said, the criminals that did that burglary, they travelled by car,
yeah,
to get to Farahy Bay. We are trying to intercept, we are trying to stop those guys, as well as stop, you know, like I said, as well as to challenge driver behaviour on the road, do you know? Like I said, we're just trying to get the message across to people all the time that they're driving cars, they're driving tractors, lorries, motorbikes, this kind of stuff, and they are lethal weapons that they're driving. So we try to do that, I suppose, four ways, through our public presence on the road, and we do have good public presence on the road. Legislative enforcement, whatever the legislators tell us, is the relevant legislation the day we deal with it. We focus a lot on education and also partnership with the likes of Clare County Council, Municipal Districts, the Road Safety Authority, the TII, Transport Infrastructure Ireland. We have a motorway running through our division. We have dual carriageways. We have a lot of road network. We have a lot of roads.
Okay. You have the accident statistics for this year, John.
Unfortunately, yeah, Alan. I have the national ones, and up to last night, 145 people have lost their lives on Irish roads, and that's a huge number.
Yeah.
Now, that number is up 26 on this day last year. So there's 145 people there that, like I said, that will not be home for Christmas. Unfortunately, we've had five so far in the Clare division, and I've been to a few of them myself, and they're not pretty. Now, the breakdown is pedestrian 34, drivers 57, passengers 22, the e-scooters that we see flying around the place, there are one person there, motorcyclist 23, pedal cyclist 7, and then pillion passengers. Now, just going back to the pedestrian, Alan, I just like to mention there, pedestrians, we say, and you see it yourself, everybody sees it there on the road at night. Everybody's out walking, a lot of people are out for exercise, right? We appear to have gone down in the usage of our reflective jackets. I notice it on the road. Do you know, not everybody is wearing them. people walking on the road or road users, they must wear reflector jackets.
Which seems strange, John, given that, like, the guards yourselves, you give them out free.
We give them out free. They're available all over the place. They're available. Shops, GAA clubs, every organisation. You go to the Plough, they're giving them out by the box load. Do you know?
So there's no excuse, really.
We would notice a marked decrease. And it's a simple thing, throw on the reflector jacket. Do you know? You have to... You know, you must ensure that you are visible to all road users. You just can't assume that the car driver, the truck driver, sees you. Yeah. They may not. They absolutely may not.
Okay. So what areas do you guys specifically focus on?
Well, we focus on, nationally, like I say, we're focusing on what we call our four lifesaver offences. And they're the most common offences. And they're the ones that cause the most difficulty. So they're the ones, in our opinion, that cause the most traffic accidents, traffic collisions, speeding. Speeding is huge out there, and you know, people are driving fast cars. They just can't brake in the distance they can see to be clear. If we stop you for speeding, there's a fine there of €160. It's quite an amount of money, 3 penalty points. If you get 12 penalty points in this country over a 3-year period, you're put off the road for 6 months. Seatbelts, you know, like I said, seatbelts are designed to keep people safe in cars. Mobile phones appear to be the bane of everybody. Yeah. Do you know? And, you know, like I say, if an accident occurs and we go to the scene of an accident, we can seize your mobile phone and we can check with our systems to see were you on the mobile phone at the material time. And we see it ourselves, a lot of people on mobile phones. Drink driving is still very much out there. Drug driving is very, very much out there. Drug driving has got very, very common in this country in the last couple of years.
Is there a Christmas campaign for this year, John?
Yeah, it's been launched this Thursday. It's been launched by the Commissioner in Cork. And again, there's going to be the big focus there on the behaviour of all road users, not just drivers. Do you know, like we said, we appear to focus on just drivers of cars all the time. They're not the main offenders. Do you know, as we see there, you have pedestrians, you have these scooters, you've got everything else. Do you know?
Okay. Time very much against us, unfortunately. Yeah. But the main points that you want to get across this morning, John.
Well, we just want everybody to consider their own behaviour on the road. You know, slow down. You know, so you're not going to gain any time, you're not going to make any time. And if you intend using your phone in the car, then get a hands-free kit. The majority of our phones down there now. One fatality on the road network in Ireland is just one too many. And from a personal point of view, I've been at too many. I've been involved in the investigation of too many of them. And there's no winners in an accident. Absolutely not. So, you know, like I said, that's my main message, you know, just be cognizant of everybody on the road. That's it.
And please do heed John's message. As he said, the number of people who won't be at home this Christmas due to fatalities on the road. My thank you to you, John Staunton, Sergeant in the Divisional Roads Policing Unit, and of course, to Sergeant Trina Brooks, Clare Crime Prevention Officer. He's a natural, Trina. You want to watch out if he'd be taking your gig. You can take it. I knew you'd say that. Thanks very much, guys.